Daily Manna from Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parashat Kedushim, Sanctified, Consecrated, Sacred. Week 30, Second Aliyah. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19, verse 17 and 18. Who is a neighbor? One of the main principles of Judaism is found in this text. To love these neighbors as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Ve'achavta l'recha kamocha. Four different terms defining other people appear in these two verses. These are brother, verse 17, as ach, neighbor, verse 17, amit, companion or partner, child of the people, verse 18, ben am, which is literally people's son, or neighbor, verse 18, re'ah. The four of them are used in these verses as synonyms with the same meaning. The question rises if they only refer to the Israelites or all the people of the world. We find the answer in other texts. In Genesis 9:5, it's written, "And surely the blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every animal will I require it, and at the hand of man. At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man." In Genesis 29:4, it's written, "Jacob said to them, and Jacob said to them, my brothers, where are you from? And they said, we are from Haran." In these two texts, the word ach, brother, is used when speaking of the relationship between any man. In the first case, it said that all sons of Noah are brothers. Therefore, according to the Torah, all men on earth are brothers. In the second text, our father Yaakov calls some idolatrous shepherds with no kinship or citizenship attachment to him brothers. From the four terms, ach is the one that could express more exclusiveness because the brother is the closest fellow man we can have. Again, that is the term ach. However, it's precisely the term that the Torah uses to say that all sons of Noah are family, and the one that Yaakov also used to speak with strangers. Then, using the first law of scripture interpretation, kal vachomer, we may say that if the term ach, brother, is used universally for all men on earth, how much more the term re'ah has to include all men and women on earth. It's about a kind of universal love, not limited to the group to which one belongs. Love your neighbor as yourself. Shalom.